Aloha. Hey, happy holidays as well. Thanks for checking out our websites, KBFM, Native FM, copperradio.com, and ESPNHawaii.com. Hey, it's that time of the year, and I'm talking about junior achievement, because each and every holiday season, well, they work long and hard putting their ideas together and then producing some of the products they've got. They got their own business going on, and they head out to the Prince Cohill Plaza during the holiday season to sell said items. We've got three unique and, well, who knows, maybe the future could hold some bright things for these businesses they put together via the school and junior achievement. It's the High School Company Trade Fair, and again, that'll be happening Saturday, December 7th, as well as Sunday, December 8th. 10 o'clock in the morning, Prince Cohill Plaza opens up, and they'll be going strong till 5 o'clock. That'll be happening right there at the Macy's side, or women's side, rather, of the Prince Cohill Plaza. Can't miss it, all right? Okay, like I said, holiday presents, and again, these are supporting the high school entrepreneurs. Yeah, the entrepreneurs of tomorrow. And we have our first group, and this group is known as GX3, Generating Great Goods. I can see it now. The GGG times 3, right?
Yes,
sir. Yes, yes, yes. Remember, this is radio. You can't nod your head at me, okay? First of all, we have Taylor and Lika. Lika. Gosh, I did it anyway. Well, aloha to you, both of you.
Hi.
Hello.
First of all, let's talk with Lika. Lika, GX3, how did the name come about? How long did it take you guys to get the name together?
We actually came up with it we were thinking about it for the past few meetings.
What was it almost? It was almost what? There was something second, right?
It was either GX to the third.
Okay. That's kind of got a little bit of a musical connotation to it. But again, what the idea behind it is one person didn't do it. You guys did it all together as a company, putting the idea together and figuring out how to get that. Just one aspect of putting a company together, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so again, you got the name of it, all right? And same thing went as far as getting the items that you guys were going to put together. You had to go through a voting process on that as well?
No? That is correct. That is correct.
Well, let's bring Taylor over here. Taylor, how are you?
Surviving. No.
Surviving. High school. So some of the items that we've got, what are we expected to find when we go to the GX3 table there at the Prince Cohill Plaza women's side of Macy's? What are they going to find there?
Well, what we're going to have is like mason jars, but plastic instead of glass.
Okay. And they're gonna safety concerns there? Okay.
Because our group is kind of clumsy, but
okay. Okay. All right.
We're going to have different like stickers on it.
Okay.
And different colored ribbons.
So what do they use with the jars? You're going to have ideas for the jars?
They also come with straws so you can drink from it, or okay, you can put like little goodies in it for presents.
Very good. And how much would that go for?
$7.
$7, okay.
And we can, like, write names on it and customize it.
Oh, okay. Right there on the spot, or anybody can do that on their own?
On the spot.
Fantastic. Okay, what's the next item, you guys?
Handmade rubber band bracelets.
Okay, these are what, fashion items, or what is it? What, kids, or what?
Yeah, when we did a sales rally, a bunch of people were buying it. Little kids, adults,
teenagers. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did, like, a little product testing as well?
Yeah.
Where did that take place?
That was also... In the mall.
In the mall. You went to the mall itself to see if they would sell there as well.
Yes.
Well, how many did you make for that test market, so to speak? Do you remember? Just a roundabout figure. Was it a 300? Did you make 3,000? How many did you make?
300.
About 300. And what was it? Everybody went to somebody's house, or did you go to school to put them all together? Or how did you guys?
We did it at our meetings, and some people took it home to do.
So was it like everybody had a quota to make, or what was it?
Yeah, everyone had a certain quota.
So again, we're looking back at the... entrepreneur aspect of it, everybody definitely pulling together, pulling your own weight. It's a company kind of thing, so everybody's got to do something involved there.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, you got different colors and such?
Oh, yeah, we have different colors. There's like either three different colors or different two.
Now, you're wearing one, right?
Oh, yeah, it's
very nice there.
Blue, black, and white.
Also, they're going to be multicolored as well there at the Prince Cohill Plaza.
We have school colors.
Oh, very good. That's very smart. Okay, very good. She says, yes, I am, pointing to her temple there. Okay, any other item that you guys have? Or?
Our final item is going to be a cookbook. It's going to be recipes from all our achievers. It's entitled From Our Home to Yours.
And you put in there your own recipe for what? You can't even remember now.
No, it's just so wonderful. I just couldn't remember mine.
Lika, did you have anything in the cookbook as well?
Yeah, I did. I actually had to pick some of the recipes I wanted to incorporate.
How many are in the cookbook? Do you know? 100 or 50, 20, 30?
150.
Wow, that's a pretty good amount.
Yeah, that is.
So tell me, what did you learn going through this? How long is it? 13-week process? What did you feel you got out of it, really?
I actually got more communication skills through the Achievers and through my advisors. I also learned some business skills, how the break-even goes, liquidation.
Right. Yeah, you got to end up trying to make money off of these things, not just work all the time and say, hey, wow.
Exactly.
Are you thinking about that in the future for yourself, maybe owning a business?
Someday, yes.
Yeah, any idea what it would be in? What is it, fashion? Would it be a produce? What?
Medicine.
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 Okay. Taylor, how about you? You got any ideas for the future that you're thinking maybe this might come into handy in the future?
I don't know. I want to be a writer, so maybe a little bit it would write it.
Yeah, you're still going to have to figure a way for people to buy your books and stuff. Yeah. Hey, well, listen, congratulations in advance. Again, they got the wristbands. I think it's going to be a big hit from what you told me already.
Yeah, definitely.
That one test market really did the number for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you got that. You got the cookbooks, and we've got the mason jar cups. Hey, let's bring in our next company. This one is called Thrive, and we'll bring them on up. We got Shay. It's an acronym, right? T-H-R-I-V-E, and it goes for?
Teens help reach infinite victories every day.
And you know what? I forgot to do this as well. My bad. I meant to say for GX3, their sponsor was Big Island Toyota. And Big Island Toyota has been involved with the Junior Achievement for quite a while. We thank them so much on behalf of the rest of the community for helping our young kids out there do, well, some entrepreneurial achievements there. Okay, but back to it. We go to Thrive. Teens helping to reach infinite victories every day. Now, that did not happen in 30 minutes, right? You guys had to sit there and think about this right?
No, that happened in a couple weeks.
In a couple of weeks. Yeah. And the items that people can find when they go to your table there at the Prince Cahuilla Plaza, the Macy's women's side.
When you guys come to the trade fair and you guys come to Thrive, you guys can find cookbooks, which will go for $10. And in each cookbook, there's cancer survivor stories.
Okay.
So, and I guess that's their favorite recipe. And those will go for $10, as I said. And then we're going to have coil magnets, which go for $6. And companies can put their logo on top of it. We can get a computer file, and then we can put their logo on the coil magnet.
Okay.
And lastly, we'll be selling calculator pads, which include a pencil, a notepad, and a calculator.
And the calculator. A working calculator.
We tested all of them. They had to pass.
How much is that going to go for?
That is going to go for $5.
$5? The calculator, the notepad, and a writing utensil or what? Yeah?
Yeah, a mechanical pencil.
Very good. How many other products did you guys have to whittle it down until you decided what you were going to do?
Everybody had different ideas. We went from, well, we had wristbands, of course, and then people went bookmarks, shirts, everything, all of the above.
All your ideas made it, though, I would guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, when it comes to pricing these things, how do you guys do that? We alluded a little bit to it with GX3, but you guys got to figure out your break-even. But how did you guys come about that?
First, we seen like how much it would cost for all the things, and then the break-even, and then how much we wanted to make. Well, we didn't want it to be too expensive, but we didn't want it to be too cheap where we'd make, like, no money.
And what about a test market? Did you guys do that as well?
Well, we just finished the wristbands, which is our startup product.
Uh-huh.
And we had some kids. I think one of our achievers sold like 500 wristbands.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good salesman, man.
And so we just finished that, and we're in the process of making the cookbooks, and we're also in the process of selling the coil magnets and the calculator pads. We got it distributed last night.
You got one of the cool magnets with you?
Yeah, we do.
Let me take a look at that. Again, when you talked about a logo, some people have different size logos and stuff. So he hands it to me. I take a look at it. Wow, that's a pretty good little square there. Fantastic. It's already got the, engraved already, though. You're talking about somebody can bring you their logo and you would engrave it on the wood?
Yep.
You got a machine that does that?
Not us personally, but we know a person who does it.
Who
for
does
us.
It? Oh, yeah. You take the order and they send it there.
Yeah,
that's pretty nice there. Well, good luck on that one as well. And again, hey, can you give them the rundown? What dates are we telling people to come down to the Prince Cahuilla Plaza?
December 7th and 8th.
Very good. I was just checking on you to see if you knew or not. What's the time frame there? Ha! Gotcha. 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 to 5. 10 to 5.
And where's it going to be at?
Prince Cahuilla Plaza.
At
the Women's Macy's.
Very good. Boy, he's right on. Attaboy, Shay. He's doing his job there. And again, these are designed for holiday, but at the same time, you're helping out the Junior Achievement Program. High school entrepreneurs finding out about business, how to do it, stuff that you got to do that people don't think about. Stuff, it just doesn't pop up on the marketplace where, hey, just buy it. It just appeared. Yeah. Somebody had to think of the idea, which you guys did. You had to sit down and a group of people say, okay, this is what we think is going to. Was there any time where there was kind of like heated discussion? No.
Yeah. Not only during the products, though, like our mission statement, heated discussions whether we should put a comma or not a comma or this word or that word.
But in a large way, that is very important because that means that people care.
It's representing our company, so it was very, very important.
They care, man. They wanted to make sure it looks good. Dun, da, da, da. They did make it come right around there. Your name is Chastity?
Yes.
Chastity, grab that microphone up there. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right, Chastity. Number one, we want to thank again Helco for being your sponsors there. It's been a good 13 weeks for you guys. How many people were in your group?
We started with 29, and now we have 27.
Okay. Some pretty good people putting their ideas together?
Yes. Our company is named Aloha Supplied.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, some of the kids wanted more of a modern name.
Uh-huh.
So we wanted to go with, like, Diamond Supply. So we just put in our own little twist with Aloha. And which is in our mission statement and vision, which is to spread Aloha nationwide. So we were thinking, oh, why not do Aloha Supplied?
Very good, very good. Okay, and then the items themselves.
Yes.
And how long did it take you to whittle down to the...
2 meetings.
That was it, huh?
Yes.
Everybody pretty agreeable
with
that.
We want to get it done as soon as possible, and then we want to start making our products.
Okay, tell me about the products you guys are going to have for sale.
Some of the products we have are custom-dyed dish towels. So the students made that ourselves. That comes with 2 towels for $10.
Got it.
One would be tied.
Pretty big towels or what?
They're 100% cotton and about a half a towel size.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also have custom-designed T-shirts and tank tops, as well as stickers and wristbands that go to a cause.
So some fashion wear as well.
Yes, yes.
All right. What are the other items you got?
We also got bangles for the ladies.
Bangles?
Bangles for $6.
What are bangles?
Bangles. Got your bracelets.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we call them bangles.
Well, there you go. I did not know that. Okay. And then greeting cards?
Yes, we have multi-purpose greeting cards.
And when you say multi-purpose, what do you mean?
You can write inside of them of whatever purpose you want.
So what's on the outside?
Pictures that were taken by our very own students.
Okay.
Such as the turtles that are at the beach from downtown Hilo. Also the koa trees that are in the forest.
So again, that leads me to the next question. So you had to outsource some of this stuff, just saying, hey, we got the pictures, we got to get somebody to make them into cards, which goes into how much it costs, how much you guys need to make to break even, and how much you need to make some money and all that.
Yes.
Came about, right?
Yes.
Who's in charge of that? Who's like the president, CEO? Who is that be?
The VP of marketing, which is Jaisha.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing a very good job right now. She's on top of everything. She's been the one doing inventory.
So you guys feeling pretty confident?
Yes.
It's going to be a good season for you there.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much for being here. Give me a rundown again. What day is it?
December 7th and 8th at Prince Cojillo Plaza. And we will be there from the morning till 5 o'clock, I think.
There you go. Well, again, that's three of them. That's Thrive, GX3, Aloha Supply. You'll find them there at the women's side of Macy's. Okay.
Yes.
But we invite you to go there and get something that's made by our local entrepreneurs, our high school entrepreneurs. That is Junior Achievement. Hey, we want to thank, again, Bank of Hawaii, Big Island Toyota, Hawaii Electric Light Company, Mr. Lee Wilson with the fine folks at HPM, and he's been a Junior Achievement guy for a long, long time. In fact, I would venture to guess that he has more items made by Junior Achievement members than anybody else in town. Hey, I want to thank everybody again. Let's all bid everybody a fond aloha. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Aloha.
Aloha.